Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The Israel and Hamas war now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. The U.S. confirmed yesterday that Hamas uses hospitals and tunnels underneath them to hide and hold hostages. Not happy with the presidential field? Well, you're not alone.
Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing the preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. However, 67% of Republicans are content with the existing candidate pool, featuring frontrunners Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley. In a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, Trump leads with 48% support compared to Biden's 46%, the economy remains a primary concern for voters, closely followed by the preservation of democracy. I'm John Schaefer.
U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. Reuters first reported the drone's downing. This marks the second interception by a U.S. Navy vessel in the area since October. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning another woman with eye drops.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jesse R. Kershevsky, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide.
Kershevsky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. She denied involvement, Kershevsky later claiming that Hernan wanted to die. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Sephora has become the latest company to act against shoplifters nationwide. The company announcing they'll be removing all perfumes and fragrances from their shelves. Instead, customers will only have sample bottles on display. And if they want to purchase something, they'll have to have an employee grab it from the back. Salman Rushdie was surprised with the first ever Lifetime Disturbing the Peace Award by the Vaclav Havel Center on Manhattan's Upper East Side. The award, kept secret until minutes before the presentation, was attended by over 100 people, with only a few informed in advance. Rushdie, recovering from a stabbing incident in August of 2022, accepted the honor at the center, founded in 2012, to promote the legacy of Czech playwright and dissident Vaclav Havel, known for his advocacy of human rights and free expression. The largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history took place in New York City. Federal authorities say they found fake handbags, shoes, and other luxury items valued at more than $1 billion in street value in a storage unit. Two men were charged with trafficking those goods between January and October of this year and could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just when you thought we might be getting closer and seeing light at the end of the tunnel, we go, oh my goodness, it's not light, it's a train coming at us. This is a little bit about how so many of us feel in watching what's happening in the streets of America today regarding, you know, Palestine and the Palestinians. You know, why students are cheering for Hamas? You know, what is going on? Are we that devoid of understanding the difference between good and evil that we would cheer on evil? We got hundreds of high school students around the country walking out of classes to protest the violence taking place in Gaza. Many of the students are waving Palestinian flags. Other students chant from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They don't even know what that means and what they're calling for. Do they even know what they're saying? Well, the president and founder of United States Parents Involved in Education, USPE, is Sherry Few, and she joins us now. Sherry, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me back, Bill.
So what is going on with our kids that they're, you know, we saw them get involved and be persuaded by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and now this is a new iteration, I guess, of Surf's Up, and the kids have to, you know, fall in line and march against something that, you know, look, I understand, you know, with some kids that are coming out, you know, that have migrated, you know, they're coming from other nations and they've grown up with this. I've said, Sherry, that we have found ourselves in a situation where we've imported hatred into our country. And these kids that have been imported are now part of the peers of American kids, and they're influencing their perspective. Now, that might seem a little too, I don't know, too clean to put it out that way. There's probably some more nuance and dynamic to that. But in a general context, that's my observation of it, which I think is influencing our kids here who have been raised in America with all the good values that we have in the American way of life. And, you know, have the schools been that effective and indoctrinating? We say they have, but have they really been that effective in indoctrinating our kids that they're turning, you know, logic on its head?
Well, I'd have to say, unfortunately, yes. I mean, you make a good point about the influence of children from other countries that, you know, were raised perhaps to hate Israel. And we know that that happens, you know, in Palestine, in their schools. You know, we've seen pictures of textbooks where there's even comic strips of teaching children, you know, to behead Jews and to hate Jews. And so they definitely raised their children to hate Israel But what we have to keep in mind is they're also raised to hate Christians. And
exactly.
We are, by and large, a Christian nation. And so as much hate as they have for Israel, they also share for us. But mm-hmm. then the other side of it, Bill, is the indoctrination. And that's what you pointed to. So children today are being taught to hate America. They are taught that America is a bad nation, that we are oppressors. And this is just another extension of that. You know, we've mm-hmm. heard about it with the critical race theory and all the oppression and those oppressed. Well, now we're seeing that it has moved into this realm. But mm-hmm. it's really hypocritical. It's just really difficult to understand how they can be crying out for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And prior to that, it was tolerance, right, for LGBTQ mm-hmm. and other people groups that they've separated out. But now they're saying, river to the sea, Palestine will be free, which means to wipe out Israel.
Exactly.
And it is hate. It is total mm-hmm. hate, and it is totally hypocritical that now the same people that have been pushing for DEI and tolerance are now the ones having no tolerance whatsoever.
Yeah, this is the irony of ideology that's come into play here. And the thing that's amazing, Sherry, is that it's so unintellectual. I mean, it really borders line stupidity, if I can say it that hard. I hesitate to use that word only because I was raised in such a way by a father that, you know, that was probably one of the worst words you could say. I mean, you could say swear words, but you couldn't do that. But I mean, but it just seemed like the word, anything that said started out was stupid, was something that he resented. And so I was conditioned. So sometimes I say that with guarded, you know, hesitation. But you got to call it for what it is, because, you know, the idea is, as my, you know, some of my teachers and nuns that taught me in my early years, is that, you know, stupidity is, the definition of stupidity is when you know better, but you still insist on doing something. And we have enough information that we should know better. But this is what happens with ideology when you embrace it in such a way that you close out the channels of your intellect and you render yourself, as Jordan Peterson says, you render yourself stupid.
Well, that's interesting. I do think that that's a correct analogy for this situation. And so, mm-hmm. you know, what we have to understand is that they're being taught a false narrative of history.
Exactly.
So children are not hearing the truth. And when I looked up how many states teach about the Holocaust, I found out that 31 states do not require schools to teach about the Holocaust.
Wow.
So, you know, on one hand, they're feeding all of this propaganda into the minds of children about how bad our country is. And then on the other hand, they're not sharing with them the truth about the anti-Semitism and the hate towards Jews that has gone on for centuries.
Exactly.
So, It's a very deep, dark issue that they are not hearing the truth about. And mm-hmm. and that's what's lacking in government schools is truth. And since the truth has been pulled out, it's being filled with lies. Mm-hmm. And so it is unfortunate. You know, we've seen it for decades coming, though. You know, it started with situational ethics and that kind of stuff, a couple of decades ago, where your truth may not be the same as my truth. Like, there's no absolute truth. So truth is void in the government mm-hmm. schools, and whatever one believes is their truth.
Right.
So this has led also to what we're seeing today. And the biggest influence, of course, is the propaganda. Right. Children being taught that America is a horrible country and mm-hmm. that we're oppressors. And, you know, this is why they are supporting Hamas, a terrorist organization that has created, you know, such it's the worst terrorist attack on Israel in their history.
Yeah, since the Holocaust, no doubt. Sherry Few, the thing that's, amazing to me, I mean, let's just, you know, we got about a minute left, and I want to focus a bit on the truth, this idea that truth is relative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not. The truth is absolute. So if you get into that point that it's relative, then what you've done essentially is you've abandoned the truth for a lie. Regardless, wherever you are on the spectrum, once you let go of those founding principles of what is true, then the rest is a lie, is it not?
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly what we're dealing with. And like I said, it's been happening for decades. We've allowed it to seep in, and now we're seeing the results of it in the streets and in the high schools, of course, the college campuses. It's rampant that there is no absolute truth.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me that we're selling everything out for the sake of a theory. You know, critical race theory. It's just a theory, and everything's being turned on its head. We've got more from Sherry after this. Stay with us.
It's in nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're back with you,
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Sherry Few is with us, the president and founder of United States Parents Involved in Education. Sherry, as I am observing what is happening on campuses across the country, it's not like 100% all the kids have gone to hell in a handbasket here, but yet there's too many. And what I am observing is that clearly there's a lack of maturity. And the way I can discern this, because you have to be mature enough to understand good from evil. And this is a diabolical plan to dumb our kids down, to dumb our nation down, so that we become imperceivable of the danger, that we don't realize what is happening to us. And look what's going on, whether it's there in Israel, and you see some parallels there with our southern border. Our southern border is wide open. Theirs wasn't necessarily wide open, but danger was just on the other side of that fence. And they just chose not to perceive it, somehow convincing themselves that somehow Hamas was going to behave themselves. And here we are in America with danger coming through our border. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they found some Hezbollah and Hamas encampments on the other side of our southern border. And how many of them have come into the country and that will be, dangerous prospects down the road? But see, if you lack maturity, you don't see that. You're acting innocent like a little kid, and you're relying on, in this particular case, the citizens of this country are relying on government to do their job, which is the most important job they can do, is secure our national security. Well, what happens when, our government fails to do that? It leaves us quite vulnerable, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And you're right. That should be the top priority for our government, is to protect our country. And, that's their job, and they're failing at it. And in addition to that, our government, is, with our tax dollars, are indoctrinating children with propaganda against our country. And we have to remember that piece, is that we as taxpayers are paying for this propaganda that children are being taught, and turning them literally against our country. So, what we also need to be very concerned about as far as warning signs is that Hamas and Hezbollah and the other Islamic terrorist groups hate our country, which we mentioned earlier, but they literally say that America is the big Satan and Israel is the little Satan. So children are, yes, immature on college campuses. They're a little more mature than the high school students, but they haven't been taught the truth. And so, when it comes to children, you wonder who to blame. I mean, exactly. Who's really at fault here, because these children have been lied to. So yeah. I say the institutions and the particularly the colleges and universities, guilt lies right at their doorstep, and the adults involved in this ought to be held accountable. In my opinion, Bill, I think that this is akin to treason, because we are teaching children to overthrow our own government. That is basically the bottom line. That is the end goal. That's the goal with the critical Marxist theory. That's the goal with teaching that we are oppressors in a bad nation. And the uprising, they are taught in every grade level, there's a standard in the Common Core standards that teaches children that they are the solution for all the problems in the world, and they need to be change makers, or, otherwise known as social justice warriors. And they've been trained to do that. They understand that it's their responsibility to do it. And so we should not be surprised that we see them doing it in the streets. And then you think about Hitler, and what Hitler did was he took out all the truth out of the schools, filled it with propaganda and lies, and that's how he was able to get his country to go along with the atrocities that happened. Mm-hmm. And one other point on Hitler is I read recently a great op-ed about Dietrich Bonhoeffer's mother. She would not allow her children to go to the government school. And think about the difference in that. And it was after Bonhoeffer was already mature, that's when Hitler came in and made schools compulsory, mandatory for children.
Right. Well, and the thing is that just like you just cited here, Sherry, it starts from the top down. It's not bottom up. You got to look to the leadership. And it starts with the president of the United States, where we are right now. And how many people within our government? I mean, Trevor Loudon has written extensively on this, and he told me, and it shocked our audience here, what, over a year ago, when he said there was over 100 card-carrying Democrat socialists that are elected officials in our government. They put their hand on the Bible. They have sworn in allegiance to the country to protect our country, its citizens, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, but yet their philosophy and ideology is in contrast to their vow, and they are they're running throughout the bureaucracy, throughout our government. We have this sentiment, particularly in one political party over another, that as you said, hates America. I mean, wait a minute, really? And then, so now they have control of these institutions that are indoctrinating our kids and raising our kids in such a way that they're turning them into little communists. And you try to talk to them about, you know, about the truth and about history. And many times these kids are shocked whenever you're able to, you know, communicate with them, Sherry. They go, they didn't teach. Why didn't they teach us this in school? Because they didn't want you to know, right?
That's right. That's right. It is an intentional agenda. And the good news is, Bill, maybe we can end on a good note, because there are so many things that causes us to wonder how in the world we got to where we are today. But the good thing is, people like you and I and so many others that I talk to have, you know, many have been silent in the past, are now speaking out. And they're seeing the result of their passivity in the past. You know, because the colleges and universities have been propagandizing children for decades. And we've allowed it. For some reason, we just stood back and said, well, there's probably nothing we can do about it. Or I don't know what we were thinking.
We were busy, and we trusted the institutions to do what they said they were going to do. And Sherry, the thing is, again, you abandon truth, all things open. I mean, you know, I can lie to you, and I may not call it a lie. I may call it, you know, whatever it is, other than what it is. It's a flat out lie in telling us that they're educating our kids, and they're not. It's come down to the situation, as you said clearly, it's about indoctrination, not education. And we're paying a lot of money per student to turn our kids into little communists. That's insane.
It is insane. And our very freedom is at risk. And that's what's so insane about it. Because if we don't stop it, we're going to lose our freedom. And that's the crazy thing, is we're paying for this, we're funding it, and that's why we need to be outraged. I think we need to remove funding from the colleges and universities that are teaching our children to hate our country, and especially those campuses that are seeing this type of support for terrorist organizations that hate and want to destroy our country. I think every dime of government money should be removed from those institutions.
And they need to qualify that money they're taking in from foreign nations. Why are they getting this money, you know, from foreign nations that don't like us? This whole situation has been institutionalized in such a way, Sherry, that it's going to require some really passionate and convicted leadership to want to clean this mess up. Because this is, as you said, it's been going on for decades, and this model is well established, and these universities have gotten used to this foreign money, and it comes with strings attached, and this is what we're seeing quite clearly, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, there is a lot of light on the horizon. I encourage your listeners to go to our website, USEIE, that's USPI.org, to get involved and help us make a difference to stop this indoctrination of children. And also our film that we released recently is a great expose, and that can be found at truthandlifefilm.us.
Excellent. She's the president and founder of United States Parents Involved in Education. Sherry Few has been our guest. Sherry, thank you so much. Godspeed. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken?
computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. The Israel and Hamas war, now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. If you're not happy with the presidential field, you're not alone. Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing that preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning another woman with eye drops. Jessie Kershesky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing part of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Coming up this afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, you can join us on Talk4TV.com or on YouTube.com. It's on, the TV show is carried on 100-plus podcast channels all around the world. And our guest is going to be Dr. Michael Rubin, the Middle East expert and former Pentagon official. We're going to be talking on the latest from the Israel-Hamas war. He's a 1945 contributing editor, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. So Dr. Michael Jordan will be with us this afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time on our daily TV show. So looking forward to that conversation and looking forward to having you join us for that. Mark Harfield is with us right now. He's the Vice President of Paradiso's Day. We're going to talk about his remarkable new Mysteries of the Rosary video series, which was filmed in the Holy Land. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
And did I say that right, Paradiso's Day?
That's perfect. Yeah, you pronounced it perfectly. Not many people are able to accomplish such a task.
Well, you know, I was taking a stab at it, so I'm glad that worked out okay, and I didn't butcher it. And especially when we're talking about the Mysteries of the Rosary video series, how did this series come about?
Honestly, I was driving to work one day, praying my rosary, not dreaming up a new idea or a new project. Certainly have enough going on and busy enough.
Yeah,
and
right.
I felt like I just received it in prayer from our Lord and our Lady, and then questioned the call a bit, like, really, Lord, me? You want me to go? Right. I've never even been to the Holy Land. Why would I be the one? But we worked through all the details, and we go to the Holy Land, and we have spent, this 2 years ago, we have since filmed two series, one on the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary and one on the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And kind of what the Rosary does is it chronicles the life of Christ, these 20 key moments in the life of Christ. And so we're there, like from the sorrowful mysteries. We have a whole episode just about the agony of the garden, and we're literally in the Garden of Gethsemane. We're walking to Via Dolorosa for the carrying of the cross. So it's really beautiful to take the viewer to these locations where our Lord, where he walked, where heaven gives the earth.
Exactly. Well, Mark, I can tell you it was 5-6 years ago that I was in Israel, and can appreciate the experience. Because as people have said, and my friends told me before I went, says, get ready. Your understanding of the Word of God is going to change dramatically as a result of experiencing the Holy Land. There's nothing like it. And, of course, right now, especially with all that is happening with the war with Hamas, your heart breaks all the more. But again, we're encouraged because, God said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, which we're doing. And we know that this, though it may have caught the IDF by surprise, it didn't catch God by surprise. He knew that this was going to happen. He knows exactly how this is going to get cleaned up and where we're heading. Because, when you look at what's happening with Israel, I've often said that you have to look at Israel in terms of God's prophetic clock. And when Israel became a nation again, it was as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. And what has been passing since that time in 1948 has been minutes and seconds, taking us to the final chapter of Revelations, and where we will ultimately be with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, with a new heaven and a new earth. What a moment of rejoicing and something that we can look forward to. But meanwhile, we're here in this midst of a fallen world, and we're not to think that, oh, okay, just because I've got my insurance paid for and I'm covered for, I believe that, God wants us to, if you've experienced, being in the Holy Land, were you there? I happened to be at the Western Wall during Friday came, and Shabbat was being celebrated. Did you experience that?
I did. And honestly, what you're describing, two things together I want to kind of bring together is, but you mentioned the sadness in our hearts, and you mentioned the Western Wall. And I wasn't expecting it, but I had a profound spiritual experience at the Western Wall. And I felt Our Lady's love for all of her children, all of humanity. And with that, I felt her extreme sorrow in the same breath, in the same movement. So she's Our Lady of Sorrow. She's also Our Lady of Joy, right?
Yes,
the
exactly.
Joyful mysteries, and even in the joyful mysteries, like at this location, this is where she would have brought the Christ child to the temple in the presentation, and Simeon would have prophesied.
Exactly, right.
Your heart will be pierced by a sword. Mm-hmm. And so Our Lady continues to experience this sorrow. Of course, yes, her heart is spiritually pierced by a sword at the cross when our Lord's heart is pierced. But she, as mother, she weeps on behalf of her wayward children. This constant conflict in Israel and anywhere in the world and anywhere sin is taking place, she's in heaven weeping. She knows the goodness of the Father. She knows what the Father wants to pour out blessings upon his children, upon his creation, like a good father would. And she's experienced those blessings, and she watches our world, this fallen world. We continue to inflict ourselves with self-inflicted wounds, and she's constantly pointing us to Jesus.
Like, exactly.
There's a geopolitical problem. It's huge. It's massive. It's complicated. But the spiritual answer is very clear. She directs us to the heart of her Son, which is ultimately a heart of sacrificial love that is poured out, that always triumphs, always triumphs over evil.
And the thing, anything that points to Jesus ends up pointing us to the Father, right? Ultimately.
Amen.
And the Father's love extends, as you said, and I appreciate that you brought this into perspective, is that it is about all his creation.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, the Jews, you know, by history and tradition, what we read in Scripture, are God's chosen people. And they're God's chosen people to be a blessing. He blesses them so that they would be a blessing to others. And God's perfect plan, though it's impeded right now in this fallen world, will come into perfect view and realization on that final day, when we will enter, you know, into this new experience, and one that, Mark, you know, like right now, I mean, we're living in this foreign land and we're conflicted. We know that it's not perfect. We know that there's something better yet on the horizon. And these questions and frustrations that we deal with, you know, from time to time, all those things will be answered, you know, in the twinkling of an eye, so to speak. Because I believe that when we're in the presence of God, there's not going to be a lot of discussion of if, ands, and buts, and, you know, whatever. It's that, you know, the way God designed us, with the fullness of intelligence. I mean, when you think about Adam, you know, here's Adam in the garden. He was so brilliant and such an intellect that God said, hey, I'm going to bring all the animals to you, and you get to name them. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I could name a bullfrog or some iteration of bullfrogs and all these different insects.
My five-year-old boy, he could name.
Yeah,
he could name them all.
Don't you love it? Yeah, I love the innocence of it all. But you know, this is how smart Adam was, and that gives us an idea of, in part, what we're missing. You know, in this realm of life that we're living on the other side of heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. And I think what the mysteries of the rosary do for us is in a given week, if you pray the rosary daily, you go through this great sorrow, right? We have the sorrowful mysteries. We see Christ on the cross. We walk with him to Calvary. We see his wounds. I mean, blood was shed. There's a real death involved. And then, you know, the next day you're praying the glorious mysteries, and he's showing doubting Thomas his wounds.
Exactly.
And what he's showing is, I have conquered death. Love has conquered the grave. And so our reflection of his life informs our life. And so when
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up more on the other side.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Mark Arthel continues with us. He is with, as we were saying earlier, he is the vice president of Paradiso's Day. Mark, tell us about the organization, Paradiso's Day.
Sure. We're a nonprofit organization. Paradiso's Day means the paradise of God. We exist to help families discover the superabundance of God right there in the context of their family life. We're known for our men's ministry called That Man Is You. So we create content and distribute it to Catholic churches around the world. It's currently in 864 parishes this fall.
Wow.
We're working on a women's program. We have a couple of programs for couples. And then just recently, we have released the Mysteries of the Rosary series, which, by the way, is free of charge. You can just watch it with your family. You can start it in your church and do it with a small group. It's all online.
Yeah, and you've got it at therosaryseries.com, right? Is that the website?
That is it. It's all free. It just takes your email address, and then all the videos are unlocked. And study guides that you can work through each series. So we have the Joyful Mysteries and the Sorrowful Mysteries. They're 7 weeks each. The Joyful works really well for this time coming up to Christmas, for Advent.
Exactly.
It's the season. And then the Sorrowful for Lent. So they fit the liturgical calendar very beautifully.
Yeah, we love that. As you say, you know, joy is attractive, magnetic, and contagious. I agree with that. We live in a time of great crisis, is here on the website. There's so many in our world are tormented with desolation and despair. Yet the gospel is exploding with joy, believe it or not. This is something that the mainstream media, traditional media, is not going to report on. You know, our conversation that we're having, it's not like every radio station across the country is having a conversation like this. This is breaking through. This is why we're grateful for this unique platform and the independence of this network, that we can have this conversation, because there's many that would not allow. They would, you know, they would censor this conversation and talking about the Blessed Mary Ever Virgin, talking about the Rosary, talking about things Catholic, you know, Christian persecution, you know, continues. But that's okay, because what happens when there's an increase in Christian persecution, there's also an increase in people coming you know, coming to the truth of God and coming to the truth of the gospel. So we know that we're on the right track when persecution is, you know, is increasing. And I believe that part of that persecution and part of that reaction from the evil one is because even Satan knows, Mark, I believe this with all my heart, that Satan knows that his time is drawing nigh. And this is why we have such a such rapidity of evil that is coming around the world, you know, like what we saw in Israel with Hamas. That's just pure evil. But, you know, if you don't have the maturity to understand it, like the book of Hebrews says, if you're not mature enough, you're not going to know the difference between good and evil. You're going to buy into the culture of this day that says, you know, God grades on the curve. Well, it's not really evil. They come up with some other word for it other than what is the truth and what God wants us to know. And so we have to be mature in order to discern that. And if there was ever a time where we needed to up our game, it is now, because of the manner in which this world is disappearing and becoming more and more decadent.
And we can't let the evil that is raging all around us steal our joy. And so this right. is the timeliness of the series. Mother Teresa would say things like, joy is the net of love to catch souls. And so
I like
we
that. Yeah.
are in this world of evil, right? And Teresa of Avila says this another way. She said, Lord, deliver us from sour-faced saints. And so we have to go forth as fishers of men, fishers of soul. Mm. We have to be good baits. And
right.
the temptation is, with all the crazy stuff going around us and a world bombarded by the media, because Satan's very, very, very loud, and God comes in the stillness and the silence and the silence of the night on Christmas in a way the world would never expect. And this silence of love, this divine silence, and this joy that he brings is what has to capture the Christian heart. And then we go forth one by one, person by person, soul by soul. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our joy, by our peace, the fruits of the Spirit. And in that way, Satan can do whatever he wants. If Christians would live up to this calling, right, then we would be more than conquerors in Christ. His resurrection, his glory will reign once again, and the church will thrive in the face of this evil. And so we have to go forth in joy. We can't get so bombarded and beat down by all the mess that it steals our joy, because then our Christian witness becomes compromised.
Yeah, and you need to understand that joy does not come from the world. The world doesn't understand joy. Joy comes directly from the Father. That's where joy emanates. So as we are connected, you know, as Jesus said, you know, that he's the vine and that we need to stay connected to him. And as we remain connected with him, then these attributes will be manifest in us. And this is what makes us attractive, magnetic, and contagious, as you say, Mark. And it's beyond ourselves. It's something that you cannot own, that you can claim any right to or any possession of. It is the Father's, the light of the Father's love, you know, working through you so that people say, hey, Mark, you know, wow, what do you got that I don't? What is it?
Right, the
right?
fruits of the Spirit, love,
right.
joy, peace, patience, yes. kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So joy is not pleasure. It's greater than pleasure. It's not even merely happiness. It's not in the mind. It's not in the feelings. It's no matter if I'm in pleasure or pain, happiness or horror, the joy of the Lord is my strength and my song.
Exactly.
Because it's deeper. It's something that's not even something we like you said, we don't produce it on our own. We can't just say, I'm going to will joy today. No, it's the fruit of the Spirit. It's the fruit of God living in us. That's
exactly.
what the Holy Spirit is. It's the love of the Father. Like you said, his love within us gives us a joy that transcends the tribulation, a joy the world cannot give. And Christ says that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. He longs to give us his joy. We just have to beg for his Spirit, and that's the secret.
And it's uncontainable without measure, and it's not like you're going to use it up, right, Mark? You know, okay, well, I'm about a quart low on my joy today.
You know, it doesn't work that way.
No. And it's not like, you know, like some people, oh, gosh, you know, if God gives me all his joy, then there's not going to be enough for anybody else. No, come on. That's not the way it works. And you're being too infantile. This is supernatural. And, you know, and at a time right now when we need to hold on to the supernatural and be joyful. You know, I was mentioning to you about being at the Western Wall. And I was there on Friday as Shabbat was coming in. And what was so cool was watching, you know, the Jews come into the area there, as you're familiar with, and they're arm in arm dancing and praising God, you know, announcing the time of Shabbat, the time of the Sabbath, and a joyful time to come together and to thank the Father for this great blessing and gift of the Sabbath, right?
Amen. No, it's absolutely beautiful. And it's amazing how much our faith, the intense roots of Judaism is what Christianity stands upon and relies upon. And so, it's really absolutely beautiful. And I think, you know, the first place, somebody might hear this conversation and think, oh, this is really lofty joy. No, I mean, Mother Teresa would say, if you want to transform the world, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. So it has to start in our hearts. Then it needs to reach the people closest to us. My wife says people should catch your joy like they catch a cold. Like if they're around you enough, that it should be contagious. It should spread. And so it starts in our sphere of influence, right? And I also do think in this kind of social media world, we try to extend our influence like we're going to change everyone else. And instead, God's like, what about the person in front of you?
Right.
And what about your staff and your coworkers and, you know, the people at your church and your children and your spouse? And gosh, that's the way in which God has always done it. He comes in the stillness and the quiet, and he is present to the people in front of him.
Well, and to your point here, Mark, it starts in your Jerusalem. You know, Jesus says, take the gospel message from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost parts of the world. That's the target. That's the flow. That's how it goes. It starts in Jerusalem. So where and what is your Jerusalem, right? And to your point, it's your immediate sphere of influence. And that's where you work that's where you work that out, because as you develop your sphere of influence in Jerusalem, you're pretty effective to go to the next level, to go to Judea. And then once you've worked through that element, then you go to Samaria. And then from Samaria, as you've gone through that component, now you're in the uttermost parts of the world. And how well equipped are you at that point?
Hey, man, when you focus on your sphere of influence, it tends to grow.
How cool is that? Well,
amen.
You know, congratulations on this series. And, of course, available now, Season 2, which is the Joyful Mysteries that we talked about. And the website is therosaryseries.com. As Mark said, you know, this is great for, you know, personal devotion, you know, small group devotion, and that. And you can check it out for yourself. Anything else that you want to conclude with, Mark, as we wrap things up? We got about 15 seconds left.
15 seconds. John Paul II says Our Lady's life was a rosary, meaning it was a contemplation of Christ. She spent her whole life contemplating Christ. May our lives become a rosary. This is more than beads. This is more than a checklist. It's a contemplation of the life.
It's obvious.
Passion.
Thank you, Mark.
Unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the